Hello.
Hi, Jesus. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up because I noticed that we're still having trouble processing this month's payment. And
okay.
I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Okay. Which one is it? Give me a second. Give me like 5 minutes because I was doing something, but
I'll wait for you. No problem. Take your time, Jesus. I'll wait.
Okay, just like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here.
Okay. So I'm ready. So once again, so Local Splash works for Google? What is it exactly? What do you guys do exactly?
Yes, we do the placement for your business on Google and Bing. We do your website and the hosting. We've put you on some of the directories. And then also we make sure that you're mobily optimized, meaning that J.I. Barris landscape comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
Okay.
Have you seen the website that we built?
Honestly, I haven't, but I mean...
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll send you a link to it so you can see it, okay?
Yeah, if you can send me whatever we have so I can just know at least in... So what's the payment?
It's just $129 month to month. So it's the May 8th payment that we're having trouble with. And to answer your previous question, we have an American Express on file ending in 1002.
Let me double check the number and give it to you again so you can get the payment now.
Yeah, it's saying generic decline, so I don't know if the bank sent you a new card with a different expiration or something, but.
Hold on, I'm looking for my wallet.
Okay.
Okay, found it. So are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Express, so.
Okay.
And the number is 37.
Mm-hmm.
67.
Got it.
84.
Okay.
07, 03.
Okay.
01.
Mm-hmm.
002.
01002?
Yes.
Okay. Expiration?
It's 0828.
And the code, is it 3643?
The code...
On the front?
On the front is... 3643.
Okay. So that's the card that we had, but I did re-enter everything. So let me try it again.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work, you could always just call your bank. Maybe they're just, it still says generic decline. So maybe you have to call American Express and let them know that Local Splash is trying to process $129.
Okay. If not, I'll give you a debit one from the.
Okay.
Debit.
That'll work then. Okay, so go ahead with the debit card.
Okay, it's 4036.
4036.
2302.
2302.
02 again,
46.
Mm-hmm.
0246.
Yes, 6614. 6614.
And expiration?
527.
527, and the code?
In the back is 047.
047. And for this card, is it still the same billing address on one right place?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So this one should be fine. Let me go ahead and try to process it for you. Okay, that one worked. So I'm sending you an email with a link to your website in it so you can see it. There's a little orange banner up on the site, and that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment wasn't going through. So now that the payment did go through, that orange banner will come off within one business day. And then I'm going to send you a second email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. And that's so you can go on your dashboard and you can see the results that you're getting in real time. Okay. Now, one thing I want you to also focus on a little bit, Jesus, is to get a 5-star rating on your Google listing. So I'll send you a third email that will help you with that. It'll say learn how to get more reviews, and it'll help you get some 5-star ratings up there, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So you haven't sent it, right?
Yeah, it did process, so you're all good to go.
I see. It's a local splash.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then the link to the website, I'll put that in a separate email just so that you can see it.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to log in. So it says, I try log in, right? So it says, it's valid. Can you tell me what my login?
Yeah, 1 second. I was just still sending the website link so you can see it. So
okay. If I can log in whenever I want.
Yeah. I'll finish sending this and then I will give you that. 1 second here. Your website. Oh, you have some little ones in the background. How old are they?
He's 5 months.
5 months. Wow, you're a new daddy and a business owner. That's great. Wow, I bet he keeps you on your toes, huh?
Yeah, so I just got
You what?
I said I just got home, so... And I just have it on speaker, so that's why.
Of course. They don't like it when daddy's on the phone, do they?
No, they don't.
So, okay. So I sent you that third email with the link to your website. So for your login, you'll click on my.localsplash.com, and that will ask you for a username and password. So the username... it should be your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, but let me just open that up again and see.
Okay, so because it does, I thought I had it in remember, and it does put my number on top, but the password, I guess, is not the right one.
Oh, so the password is all lowercase, all one word, and it's Web Google.
Web.
So, yeah, W-E-B as in boy, and then G-O-O-G-L-E. Yeah, you don't have to put a space in between. Just type that all in as one word.
Okay, so I'm in.
Okay, you're in. Yeah, so do you see where it says home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights, all those different tabs? Right? The one that says reviews is a zero. So that's why I want you to work on getting some reviews on the Google listing. See in the left where it says J.I. Barris Landscape with your logo. And then if you keep going down, it says promoted URL. If you click on that, HTTPS, the J.I. Barris Landscape, that will open up your website that I just sent to you in an email.
Okay.
So you can see the website. Okay, and then at the top, did you look this up on your cell phone or did you look it up from a regular computer?
On the cell phone.
On the cell phone, okay. So you should see something up there that has three lines or three dashes. And if you hover over that, you'll see some tabs, home, leads, website, listings. If you go to the very last one that says business info,
okay, because it says home, services, about, gallery, contact.
Home services.
Right? So I'm in the, okay, hold on.
Oh, okay. You're on your website. I'm not talking about your website. I'm talking about on that local splash dashboard that you just typed in with your username and password. If you go back to that page, I just wanted to show you the website so that you could see it. But now if you go back to this page, if you hover over, if you see anything with three dots or three lines at the top and you hover over that, then you'll see the tabs I'm talking about. Oh, am I confusing you?
Yeah, so if we can just start all over again, please. So okay, I'm where you send me the emails. Which one do I click? You send me three of them?
So the one that says login credentials to advanced reporting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just on that one, you click on the link, my.localsplash.com, and then you log in again using exactly what we just used, the web Google, and then your phone number for the username.
Okay, so once I'm in the page, so how can I tell people to, like, give me those five stars?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was showing you something on the dashboard first, and then I'll show you the review email. So are you back in where it has your logo with the three palm trees, or are you not there yet?
I'm back in where the page is.
Okay. So if you could hover over the top and look if there's three lines or three dots somewhere at the top?
On the right.
Mm-hmm. And if you hover over that, does it say home, leads, website, listings?
Yes.
Okay. The very last tab that says business info, I want you to click on that.
I do.
And this is the page that you can make edits to your website. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you see how we have your logo, we have a cover photo, we have a bunch of business photos that you sent us. So yeah. If you ever have some more pictures or a great before and after or something you want to add, you could always come to this dashboard and just click on this section and you can add more photos. And the same thing with the rest of the page here, anywhere that you scroll around, if you want to edit it, you can do it from your end. And any edits that you make on your end, they're automatically sent to our technicians. And they're updated within 1 to 3 business days on your website. So I just wanted to show you that because you've never seen the website before. So if you go back and look at the site and you think, oh, I wish it had this description of my business or I wanted to change my hours of operation to that, you could just come here and make all these edits on your own. Okay. But to give yourself a 5-star review, if you would go back to those three emails that I sent you,
okay, I'm going to go back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm back
it's
to
the one that says learn how to get more reviews.
Okay. So where do I click that there, my local
At the very bottom, you'll see a link that says, what you're going to do with this email is you're going to copy that part that's under that line and paste it and put it into a new email and then send it to some of your past and present clients. And you can see that when they click on that link, it automatically takes them to the page where they can leave you a 5-star rating.
So this, I just resend it to them?
Yes. And because I sent that to you in the email, it also triggered a text message. So let's say you have a past client that you know would leave a review for you, but you don't have their email. You could also forward it to them on a text.
Okay, I see. So I just copy that and just send it to them?
Okay, yep.
I see.
And then on this form with the Google review that pops up to give yourself, 5 stars, anyone can do that. So even if it's a friend or a relative or a colleague, someone that knows you, they can even still go on here. I always recommend don't have them say, oh, I use this business if they didn't, but they could say, don't hesitate to call this company. He's a trusted businessman in the area. You'll be very happy with him and go on there and give you 5 stars, and then that will help you too.
Okay.
So I think I showed you a couple of things that'll really, really help you, Jesus. So kind of poke around your website and poke around that review form and the back office. And if you have any questions on any of it, feel free to give us a call, okay?
So this number, right?
Yeah, you can hit redial to this number, or you can call the number on the bottom of the emails, which is the local splash support, the 877-635-6225, and you would just hit option 1, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad that I was able to show you this, and have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Great. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.